with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A vote to end the government shutdown has come up short. Democrats in the Senate holding firm to their demand to fund health care subsidies that had already been set to expire. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Everybody's now asking the question, how does this end? Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says there needs to be new bipartisan talks.
Democrats want to avert this crisis, but Republicans tried to bully us, and it's clear they can't. They don't have the votes. The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
And the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his party will not budge on their demands. The Supreme Court is allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The court declined to act on the administration's effort to immediately remove her. The latest forecast out for two back-to-back hurricanes.
The outer bands of Hurricane Humberto lashed Bermuda as it approached the tiny British territory, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following closely behind. A hurricane warning was in effect for the island located in the North Atlantic, as forecasters warned of dangerous seas, strong winds, and heavy rain.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. Observers, meanwhile, today watches all those strong winds pummeled a beach house that was sitting on stilts until the storm got to it in Buxton, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks.
It's gonna fall, buddy. No. No. No.
And that first-hand account of the destruction of that surfside home from Brian Barley. More from SRNnews.com. The holiest day of the year in Judaism begins at sundown tonight.
Yom Kippur is dedicated to atonement and repentance, where Jewish people seek forgiveness for their sins of the past year and renew their commitment to living ethically and spiritually. The observances of Yom Kippur include a 25-hour fast from food and drink, intensive prayer, and confession of sins, often spent mostly in synagogue. It's a solemn day that marks the culmination of the 10 days of repentance following Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. George Williams, SRN News.
Two Syracuse University students face hate crimes charges after authorities say one of them tossed a bag of pork into a Jewish fraternity house during a Rosh Hashanah celebration. One of the two men charged is accused of entering the home and tossing in a clear plastic bag of pork against an interior wall, splattering the contents there and on the floor. This is SRN News. A new major partner is taking a stake in a couple of crucial mining projects in the state of Nevada.
The U.S. government will become a minority partner in Lithium Americas. The company is developing one of the world's largest lithium mines. Uncle Sam will also take a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project. That's a joint venture with GM. Both projects will help the U.S. reduce its dependence on foreign sources of lithium, a key material used to produce the high-tech batteries used in cell phones, EVs, and renewable energy. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Apple TV Plus has announced a 5-year extension to remain the exclusive streaming home for Peanuts. The deal will last until 2030 and includes the classic Peanuts library, along with new original series and specials based around the original comic strip and its characters. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.